Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Terrific day out of J.D. Martinez. 3-for-4. Pair of home runs. He's driven in 3. Another drive.
Oh, no.
Out to center. Back it goes. That's a home run. J.D. Martinez with his 3rd home run today. Oh, man, there is hot. And then there is J.D. Martinez right now.
You can't stop J.D. Martinez right now. 3 home runs yesterday. And he's just collecting extra base hits at a near historic rate.
Was that the baseball moaning or was that Eck?
Alex Speer has this, that with his 3 home runs, he continues to rack up the extra base hits. He joins a list. Ready for this list of players?
Yeah.
The only major league hitters to begin a season with 8 straight games with an extra base hit. 4 guys now that have done it. A-Rod, Ken Griffey Jr., Sandy Alomar Jr.
What about Sandy Alomar Sr.?
No. Just Sandy Alomar Jr. Those 3 guys, that's good company for J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez is back because he has his iPad, which is always sort of one of my issues with J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, it's like
I have less respect for his craft.
You love the fact
because the iPad is the difference between what he was last year and what he is now.
He's that mentally
crazy.
Shot. That mentally gone. That you need that crutch. Hey, but if it works and it legitimately makes him a better hitter, then so be it. Deal with it.
You're buying in on the Red Sox being a good team and keeping this up over the season. They are red hot right now. They've gotten some good starting pitching. They are tearing the cover off the ball. They got a win yesterday. You know, 2 touchdowns against 3 field goals.
It scares you because they're scoring so many runs.
Yesterday's the first game where you look at it and you say, okay, they're bats. They outbash the competition. And because of that, they get a win. They can easily afford to give up 9 runs in a game and have their bullpen be garbage, and it doesn't matter.
I mean, Devers hit 2.
He
How
did.
Bad is their pitching?
And he had some great defense in that game yesterday, too.
Which is good for him, to get him going defensively. If they get him going defensively this year, yeah, he'd be pretty damn good. But they're scoring so many runs, that's the concern.
Why is that a concern?
You're never going to score 12, 14 runs a game all the time.
Okay, so
it's just not going to happen.
What on this team, I'll tell you why, I'm not concerned by that.
Most of the starting the pitching thing, is good, other
than
Garrett Richard.
The thing that I look at on this team and say this is the thing I believe in terms of it being able to be the most consistent, that's to say it's always going to be there, but the most consistent, whether it be their defense or their pitching or their ability to hit. Out of those things, and if you want to break up pitching into starting versus their bullpen, feel free.
Yeah.
But of all the stuff this team can do, their ability to hit to me is the thing that they can provide on a most consistent basis out of everything they do. So that's not a concern to me. I don't look at that as a concern.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I believe in them for. Yeah, they're going to be, we should be able to hit. My concern is, can you always at least keep it respectable in terms of how many runs you give up so that you are able to out hit the competition?
Yeah.
I'm
well,
not
yeah.
worried about the Red Sox being able to hit. This team and this lineup will hit.
I think you're saying the same thing. It's not sustainable to win games, double digits to double digits. You know, you can't expect to continue to do that. Now, if you want to keep
what happens
scoring,
when you lose 10-9? Are you supposed to say, oh, your lineup sucked today?
No,
exactly.
Right? I mean, that's the problem.
You need to be able to rely on the pitching staff occasionally. With this lineup, I agree, they should be able to hit. They should be able to continue to hit. But just don't get into the habit of giving up too many runs, because there will come a time when your bats are going to go cold. You know, that's going to happen. The concern isn't like, oh, they can't rely on this many runs. No, sure they can. They can score this many runs on a regular basis. However, it's foolish to think it's going to happen every time. So just don't allow too many of these 9-run games. That's all. That's all you're trying to avoid. But the other wins over the past 3-4 days, I allowed 2, 3, 4. That's okay. Get away with that.
When I look at the Red Sox and I say, what's the fool's gold, so to speak? You know, what's gone well for them out of all the things that have gone well for them over this 6-game winning streak? What's the least likely to hold up? I don't think of J.D. Martinez or Xander Bogaerts or Devers and Vasquez as, I mean, just continuing what has been a great couple of years now. We looked at his 162 stats the other day. Thank you, Milligan's Island. I look at the lineup and say, no, that's legit. Rafael Devers is supposed to be able to hit. With 2 home runs yesterday, he's going to develop, and he looks physically great, by the way.
He has power.
Which that's is a 180 from where he was last year without Alex Cora here. He looks thin.
Stepped right in as a rookie, too. He had power from day one.
But his consistency has not exactly been there, and he looks like the hitter that he's supposed to develop into. So I don't look at the lineup. I think they'll continue to be able to hit. It's their pitching that I don't trust. That's the part I don't trust. Jason Mastrodonato on the Red Sox writes in the Herald today. The Red Sox became the first team since the 05 Mets to start the year with 3 straight losses and then follow it with 6 wins in a row. The 2005 Mets, he writes, you probably don't remember, didn't sniff the postseason. They lost 5 in a row to start the season, won the next 6, and still managed to end April under 500 and finish the year 83-79 overall, which would put them in line with what I think they are. Artie, I'm right in that 78-82 range, right? They'll be no better than 500 was my initial prediction. They'll be 500 or slightly below it. If they were to get to 83 wins like the 2005 Mets did, based on my preseason expectations, okay. Won some, lose some, and you got an extra win in there too. Congratulations. But what he says about that team is what the 05 Mets did have was an ace, Pedro Martinez, at 33 years old, and just off a World Series win with the Red Sox in 04, he went 15-8 with a 2.82 ERA. And while the 21 Sox rotation might end up having more depth, they don't have anyone quite like Pedro. So here's my next question. Will they have someone in that rotation who can go 15-8? Not that wins and losses are the entire story, but will they have anybody with a 2.82 ERA at the end of the season? You think that can happen?
Eovaldi.
I hope so.
Who's the one that said 9 a week ago?
He couldn't get to 9 wins?
He couldn't get to 9 wins. He's like your best pitcher. Seems like he's your best pitcher. Most solid pitcher.
Can he get you 15 wins and get you an ERA? Yeah. Sub-3 ERA?
Yeah. John Lackey can get you to 14. He had a bum arm.
Yeah. Maybe. It's like a maybe. If that happens, they'll be a much better team than I thought they were. So let's see. Let's see what happens. I would not count on Eduardo Rodriguez to be that guy. I like him. I think he's good. Good guy to have in your rotation, but I'm not counting on that guy to put up those numbers.
Maybe Sale will make one start and he'll end up with a 2.82.
I'm talking about a guy who pitches all year, though. I'm talking about a guy who's out there every 5 days.
Yeah, there's a minimum number of starts for this T-Bone.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay. All right, T-Bone.
Well, we're talking serious baseball here, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. Pedro Martinez made 31 starts that year. So you got to make 30 starts and have an ERA under 3. Do they have anyone who's capable of doing that?
Ooh.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Tom Glavine was 39 and made 33 starts that year.
That's good.
It's Tom Glavine, though.
Do you think the Patriots, do you think the Red Sox will have two guys that make 30 or more starts?
No.
I don't think so either. So let's start with that, just durability. Enable. What was his ERA? What was Tom Glavine's ERA? Do you have that in front of you?
353.
Oh, not terrible.
Nope.
You'd take that, too. He was 39, still pitching. That's O's buddy. I don't know if you know that. Him and Tommy Glavine went to a party once.
Sure did. Bill Ricca.
Makes you friends.
Was in Bill Ricca?
Yeah. Zim Bill Ricca.
They did speak at the party, did you not?
Like, it's Tom Glavine. Like, holy crap.
And he was like, yes, I am.
I'm at Bill Ricca. Look at this. At a house party in the basement. This is great.
How the hell Zoe got there? Nobody knows.
Those kids smoking weed over there.
617-779-0985. The Bruins deadline acquisitions have started to speak, including Taylor Hall. You'll hear more from him. Thoughts on the Red Sox, UMass winning a national title. All of these things in the mix today. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And just how about the opportunity to prove yourself and in hopes of maybe becoming a Bruin for the long term?
Yeah, no, I'd love to be a Bruin for a few years. It's obviously been a bad year for me personally, and I need to play well. I need to contribute, and most of all, I want to be a part of a team that wins games. I really believe that we can do that here, and that's just my main goal. I think there's been a lot of distractions this year, a lot of things that really haven't gone well. And confidence wise, the team here in Buffalo just never got off to the right foot. So I think the best way to get confidence is to be a part of a winning team and to make yourself part of the bigger solution. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
Sure that I would take Taylor Hall's opinion of who can win. He's not a winner. I mean, that's not exactly in the DNA, is it? Good player. Good individual player. As our callers have already commented today, he doesn't make players around him better. But he's talented. No one's going to deny him his talent. He can help a team. He can help this team. But what the hell does he know about winning anything? Oh, he believes the Bruins could win? It's, you know, I know there's like the element of saying the right thing, but if you're in that locker room, if you're Patrice Bergeron or Brad Marchand or anyone who's been here for a bit, I'm sorry, what do you know about winning? The hell do you know, right? What are you talking about? So we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
12 points in 14 playoff games.
Not bad. Almost point a game. How have his teams finished? How'd the Oilers do post-Hall? How far did New Jersey go in 2018?
He went the furthest with Arizona last year.
Okay, how far did they go? What round were they in?
Two rounds.
So he's made it to the second round. That's the deepest run he's ever had, the second round.
So think about it in terms of his number of playoff games. He's been in the league for 11 years, or 10 years.
10 yeah. or 11.
Yeah. 14 playoff games?
So this would be, he was drafted in 20, this would be his 11th 10. Year.
Yes.
10? 11.
10.
11.
Two playoffs.
Okay.
No, he was drafted in 10.
Draft.
Huh? I thought you said you were okay.
A spider. I thought you said you're okay. So thank you. That's helping me make my point. All yes. These years in the league, and he's got 14 playoff games in a decade. How many playoff games do some of the guys on the Bruins roster have under their belt? Whole hell of a lot more than he does. Like, so just easy on the, you know, I know he's trying to make a nice compliment. No, I think we can win here. This is a good team. He's trying to compliment his new team. I just wouldn't take his word for which teams can win. I'm not sure he knows anything about that. I'm not sure. Let's go to Joel in Framingham on the Taylor Hall move for the Bruins. Joel.
Hey, guys. I'm not sure if you made this point earlier, but I wanted to bring this up. We know Taylor Hall was first pick in the first round. The second pick was that year was Tyler Seguin, as you probably know.
Yep.
Seguin, not a good locker room guy, according to the team or some guys on the team. And Taylor Hall, same thing. I mean, I'm curious on your take as to see how this guy's going to work out. Talented, yes. But possibly a cancer in the locker room. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, that's a strong word right there, too. But I do think there is some sort of a red flag when you're on your fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth team. You know, some of these guys that bounce around, there's a reason why. But from everything that he said today and what he has said in the past regarding this organization, and probably because of what his agent, Bobby Orr, has meant to it, there's a different type of respect and want to maybe want to be here. It sounds like he wants to be here and wants to play here. And has wanted to play here. Like, he wanted to slide to number two. But didn't happen. Liked the city when he was here, toured it, loved everything about it. He has said all the right things. So that aspect of, okay, this guy's a dink that a lot of people think out there about him nationally, locally, maybe he's done the right thing here and said all the right things, and maybe he wants to be here. I could give him a shot. Your change is good for these type of guys. You know, fresh start. Slate is clean. Let's go.
I mean, Tyler Seguin was traded by the Bruins, and I think that other teams would have a much higher tolerance for Tyler Seguin than the Bruins did.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of teams that were in the Bruins situation with Tyler Seguin and would not have moved him.
That's a weird 4th of July, boy.
Would not have moved him because they had a different coach or they had a different GM. That they would not have moved him. The Bruins did. And you know how many other teams Tyler Seguin has been on? One, he got traded to Dallas. He's still there. Still there, and they still view him as an important piece in Dallas. So if you're trying to figure out who's worse for the locker room, it's Hall, not Seguin. Based on the track records and the, you know, it feels like with Taylor Hall that is constantly talked about.
I know.
Oh, locker room, not good for the room. Yeah, not the guy you want in the room. But today he talked about his desire to want to be a Bruin. And wants to be here for a few years. And said it himself, I need to perform and I need to produce. That personally, it had been a very bad year for him in Buffalo. After signing the one-year deal, the show-me type of deal, right? He signed that deal hoping to go there, perform, have a good year, go back into free agency and get a good deal. And so far, he has not done a good job at that. He's got an opportunity now in front of him to earn his next contract, whether it is here or somewhere else. That's what he's got. He's got an opportunity. You want to be a Bruin? You want to be here for years? Play well. Earn your keep, so
right.
to speak.
And show that you have some firsthand, either if not knowledge so far, but firsthand contributions to winning. You know, you bring 14 career playoff appearances, Beetle, 14 games he's played in. You mentioned Tyler Seguin a few minutes ago. For everything that you say about Tyler Seguin, do you know how many playoff games Tyler Seguin has been in? I just looked it up.
20.
88.
88.
Oh.
I thought you were about to make the point that we look stupid for suggesting 14 wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
No, because
okay, I guess we were right.
I was actually going to take the under.
You know, a lot of seven-game series when he was with Boston. He's played a ton in Dallas.
It's really good. Really is. I'm trying to see how many of those games were in, of the 88, 42 were in Boston and 46 have been in Dallas. He's played more playoff games when he has been a centerpiece in Dallas than he did when he was here in Boston.
He's been there forever, too. I remember being down there with the Cowboys when we played the Cowboys in that stadium first open. That's when Solder tore his arm. And he was right down there on the sideline at the bar right behind him. Like, holy crap, that's Tyler Seguin. He was jacked. I didn't know he was that big. He's been there a while. A lot of games. Hardy's right. A lot of playoff games. 88.
88.
Yeah, so he's got a little bit of that loser stench to him.
Yeah.
That's an element.
Don't. No, he's
don't
not.
Don't do that.
No, no, no. Serious, Hardy. Like,
Aaron Rodgers.
He's got that thing about him.
Aaron Rodgers, he'll get you there. He's driving here right now.
He was not even here yet.
He was the number one pick in the draft. Supposed to be the thing.
Aaron Rodgers.
I know there was debate early about Sagan versus Hall, but I think pretty much it was Hall that was going to get the first pick no matter what, and it ended up going that way. What has he done? Has he put his mark on the NHL? Or has he been a disappointment?
Won an MVP.
And we care about that. Why?
I don't know.
Well, he's a good hockey player.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Part of the conversation.
He's talented. He's talented and he can help this team. But, I mean, this is not the guy who's going to lead the way for you. He's not going to carry a team.
They're not asking him to.
I know, and that's why it could work.
Yes.
But I'd have.
You're asking me.
But even if it goes well and he proves that he belongs and he fits here, I would still have hesitations, about signing him to a deal. You didn't give up much to get him. You're not married to the player. This is what I like about the deal. You're not married to him even if it goes well. You can walk away. Unless he loves Boston so much. And Bobby Orr, his agent, wants him to play here so much that you get a great deal on him.
What's a good deal?
Let's see how he plays. That's going to be a big determining factor in what it is he's going to make. And the market is depressed, by the way, because of the current pandemic we're in. Prices, not always the best. We'll see where we're at. Come free agency.
Give him a shot.
We'll know the deal when we see it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to figure that out in the offseason. I can't put a number on that right now. But you're not married to the player. You're not. That's one of the Cam Newton. It's one of the benefits
former MVP.
Of this deal. It's a benefit.
Artie, it's like the Cam Newton thing. Former MVP comes here.
Thoughts on the Bruins, 617-779-0985. Speaking of contracts, there's an update from the Patriots offseason over the weekend, how they could keep Stephon Gilmore and also a quarterback they'll be looking at in the draft. That's next. Mm.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A suggestion over the weekend about how the Patriots could continue to have Stephon Gilmore on their roster. This is from Karen Garishan at the Boston Herald. And reading from a reporter like this, I oftentimes think this isn't just an opinion, right? Right? I mean, it's just, this isn't just a thought, right? Like, there's got to be something behind this.
Karen, no.
What do you mean?
No, it definitely has something behind it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. There just always is. Too good of a reporter to not have, even if it's not going to happen, there's been maybe some sort of discussion of something like this. How the Patriots get Gilmore to stay is basically what this story is all about. You know, to give him an extension. What would that look like? She writes, what would be considered fair and reasonable for the cornerback who turns 31 in September? Karen writes, the Patriots won't want to go long-term. That's almost a given. So maybe a two-year extension on Gilmore's current deal in the neighborhood of $35 to $38 million. Somewhere in that ballpark. Lumping this year's salary into the mix, he would average $14 to $15 million a year over the course of the next 3 years. Patriots would have him under contract through 2023. And if the guaranteed money happens early in the deal, the third year could be a parachute for both sides. That type of extension would place him just under Xavien Howard, the sixth highest paid corner at $15 million a year, and on par with Baltimore's Marcus Peters. He's number eight at $14 million a year.
He's better than Peters.
Correct, but he's also older and he's under contract. So you've got to sort of consider your position in that. At that point, I mean,
that's what makes it realistic.
You say he's better than Peters. He would be making more than Peters, AAV wise. So, yeah, great. He's better. And he'd still be a top 10 paid corner. And it would still be right in line with the deal he sort of signed, 5 years, $65 million in 2017. And he'd be 33 going into his age 34 season when the contract is up.
It's interesting.
Ty Law is the reference points here from Karen Garishian, Boston Herald. Law, 35 when he retired. Revis, 32. He'd still be making big dollars in his 30s playing on a good defense. Let's say we don't know what the quarterback situation is.
I think he wants to be here, but he also wants to get paid.
And let's not forget, he all of a sudden canceled the home sale in Foxborough.
I've been hearing this more and more being talked about. Gilmore.
What do you mean?
The want to retain Gilmore and keep him here.
Hearing more and more from who? Fans?
No.
From your mailman? Who?
No. People. People down
your
there.
Your lawn guy? Who are we talking about
lawn
here?
Guy, not the same lawn guy down there. They have fake turf down there.
What?
They have fake turf down at Gillette.
Not on the practice fields, they don't.
Oh, it's nice. Those are nice grass. Nice. I'm hearing more and more buzz about this.
More and more buzz, he says.
Got to get stuff done.
Well, the way Karen starts it, what it's, you know, ballpark. I love Karen. She says, just to be in the ballpark, let's say 2 year extension, 35 to 38 million.
It's too accurate.
It's an oddly specific ballpark.
It's extremely accurate.
So, yeah.
And let me just say that running some of these numbers, that would place him between these two players.
Interesting.
Coincidentally
enough. Huh? It's funny how it's a 2 year extension.
Because you can make the case he's better than Peters, but he's on par with Howard, and that's where this money would conveniently land him.
Mm.
Oh.
And you're about 2 years away from revamping his secondary.
Oh, funny how that happens. Huh.
Then you got J.C. Jackson, but on Instagram, he's got to take care of family, which means he potentially could play this year out and then hit the market next year and be a free agent and make a ton of money. Could be some shuffling of corners here. Watch Gilmore be here for the next 3 years and Jackson not.
Tell you what, it makes sense now. And, you know, reading Karen's piece and, you know, lays it all out, makes sense for the Patriots, makes sense for Gilmore. But it is worlds away, like you said, Zoe, from a few months ago where we just took
gone.
Matter of fact, like, oh, Gilmore's gone. They're going to keep him here in the final year of his deal. I don't know if they're going to be able to trade him for, but. Oh, wait a second. This makes more and more sense.
Well, I think it's a realization of how you're going to have to win, too. You got to play good defense. You got to play damn good defense. Your defense has to ball this year. You know, you pick up Judon, you get Anderson there in the middle, and he's going to be sort of that run stuffer. And
what else are you hearing offensively? Are they not going to have a high-powered threat taking snaps?
Doesn't look that way right now.
All right, well, that's one piece of news, that story that was in the Herald. There's also this.
But I don't know, real quick, though, I don't know if you guys saw Cam. He was throwing in the water at the beach.
I saw him on the beach.
Without a ball.
He's blindfolded, it appeared.
Yeah.
That's like a Luke Skywalker thing.
That's pretty badass. Tony, we got to
make
get
sure
outside.
If he's going to be incorporating that into the season this coming
it's
year.
It's kind of the way he read
defense. Trying to improve some of the throws, you know?
Hey, he already did incorporate that.
Let's go back to game
14. Being able to see the receivers didn't seem to work.
Let's go back to game 14 when it seemed like you had a blindfold on that game.
Yeah, let's go based on the feel method. You know, the feel method? And just you have a feel for it.
We should go down here to Quincy. Just film me doing that.
Upright. This from Bert Breer. He writes, I think the second pro days for Justin Fields and Trey Lance are going to be very interesting, really interesting. I'm told the tentative plan for both is to have the NFL folks there run the throwing sessions rather than their throwing coaches.
Read that part again.
The NFL personnel that will be there, NFL folks, coaches, assistants, will be running the throwing sessions rather than the individual throwing coaches that these two guys use, John Beck and Quincy Avery.
You're making your own combine now is what you're doing. This is exactly what happens at the NFL combine. You got to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're not really going to do that rollout. Let's throw behind your back across the grain because we really don't want that. We want you to go seven-step drop, opposite hash, throw that deep out. Let's see how many you hit in a row.
And listen to this.
Let's see when you tire.
He writes, as far as Fields workout goes, at least for right now, it is set to be closed to the media outside of Ohio State's in-house video people. So teams that want to see it have to make the trip.
Good. That's the way it should be.
As of yesterday, when Bert was writing this, he was told that just two teams have committed to being in Columbus for this session. One is the San Francisco 49ers. They have the third overall pick. The other is the New England Patriots plan on being there for taking a good hard look at Justin Fields.
It's going to be interesting to see if it's Belichick or Josh or if it's going to be Ziegler and some of his cronies. Because I think it is. It's Shanahan and Lynch are going to be there for the 49ers. I wonder if they're getting cold feet on Mac Jones. Like the big push was Mac Jones. And some people feel Fields is falling, and maybe he's really not falling. I mean, this guy ran a 4.5.
Bert writes, he would not be surprised if offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is leading the group for New England.
I'd like that. Get down there, move him around, show him what you want. Throw this. Let me see you throw this dig route. Let me throw this seam.
And so if the Patriots were to get Justin Fields, who I do not believe would be available at 15, but play along, though.
Sure.
Play along. Play He's along. Available at 15 and they take him.
Mm.
You automatically assume that they did not target him because he was available at 15.
Correct.
That drives me crazy. That's going to drive me nuts.
Why?
To the point where I hope they draft him at 15 and he's still on the board. Because if he's available at 15 and they get him there, that means that maybe they just did a great job of knowing what other teams were doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the game of the draft, right? Having some level of knowledge of what the teams in front of you are doing. That's why trades happen in the middle of the draft.
Well, theoretically,
when a team
says,
oh, this guy's available, yeah. I know the team in front of me is going to grab them. I got to jump up in front of them.
Theoretically, the draft starts at 3. It does. It starts at 3. We know who 1 and 2 are. We don't know who 3 is yet. We think it's Mac Jones. Is it? Oh, is it?
Is it? Patriots could be movers and shakers, baby. Draft night.
What do you do? What do you do if one of the Miami defensive ends, Mika Parsons, and Fields are all sitting there at 15?
What do you do?
You got three defensive studs that are going to be eight-year pros for your team. Pretty much turnkey. They nail that pick. Or Justin Fields, who theoretically fell.
Yes, he did.
That would be a fall.
2 weeks from Thursday is the NFL draft.
That's a me. It's coming, man.
Two weeks from Thursday, it begins.
How many? Two more Sunday morning football shows, huh?
Does it end at the draft?
I saw Soce chirping me over the weekend.
It ends at the draft, so there's three more.
Soce was chirping, like, don't be calling. Mm-hmm. We'll call you. We don't take the calls. We'll call you.
617-779-0985. Zoe, we've got to talk about your Celtics. Your Celtics, we're going to call them. We're getting questioned. You know, are we avoiding the Celtics conversation today?
No, it's just always been the same. It's nice to get a little trend here where it's not a one-game thing. Maybe it's a three-game span. Now we get some real hardcore data since Jason Tatum has been called
out. Hardcore data you're going to bring to the table.
Kendrick Perkins called him out 3 games ago. Wouldn't you notice who's sort of taking over?
Save it. We'll get to the Celtics next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now. You can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
Tatum for Marcus Smart. Shot clock at four. It's going to be Tatum here against Aaron Gordon. Right hand dribble. Drive strong. Big time flush with the right hand. And Jason Tatum is back, kids.
He went by Gordon so fast. Gordon had nails in his shoes.
14 of his 28 in the fourth.
Okay, so I'm turning this segment over to you. You're the in-house hoop head. You're the guy with the agendas on Jason Tatum. And so I just feel it's appropriate to get your feedback on Jason Tatum's recent performances for the Boston Celtics. He has, okay, I think, responded to some of the criticisms. He has helped take over games. He has helped the Celtics win games. And he's doing more than just put up statistics right now. So have at it.
This started 3 games ago with his authoritative dunk immediately in the game after Perk called him out. It had nothing to do with us. Had nothing to do with radio talking heads. Even though Danny may have indicated this to the morning show, that basketball has changed over the years. And he said he walks in the locker room and he looks down and everybody's got their headphones on and they're staring at their phones reading things. And it could be anybody sending them. This started with Al Horford back in the day with his sister Anna getting into it with the Boston media. I think when it comes from a guy like Perk and you're a young player like Tatum in his early 20s, that's been here for a while now. And when Perk said, when you make the big money, you got to be the man and you got to take over games. And it just didn't feel like that's what Jason Tatum was doing. But since then, there's been a concentrated effort. And maybe it was Jaylen Brown getting together with him to talk about what we need to do as two young players to take over if we're going to be the leaders on his team. Because when you watch his team play, to me, it looks like Marcus Smart's teams, his team. And then maybe Jaylen Brown's team, then Jason Tatum's team. Because it seems to me at the end of games, 4 minutes and under, Tatum would defer and allow Marcus Smart to take those shots or kick the ball to a guy like Marcus Smart. Now, you didn't have Fournier in that, but now, since Perk has said that, Tatum has absolutely gone off in these last 3 games. He looks like the type of force that you want him to be. And I said it's not just one game, because I would get into the one-game arguments with people where he would win the box score every night. You're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. He just had 32/5/6. Well, he's got double boards. Last 3 games, hit 52 one night, 38. What's the other one? 28. He's taken over games. But it's the style and how you watch the game be played and what happens at the end of games with him. The ball's in his hands, and he's going to the bucket. It's not all threes now. And for whatever reason, for whatever concerted effort to tell him to go to the hole, it seems like he's going to the hole more. Authoritatively, like he is going with physical force. He looks like Jaylen Brown. That's what Jaylen Brown does. I'm going to go and I'm going to try and dunk on your ass. And it started 3 games ago, and this is a really good trend for the Boston Celtics because you ripped off 3 in a row. Starting to feel like maybe Jason Tatum has taken over and he's hearing it. And maybe this is a little kick in the ass that he needed because maybe he's not getting it from the head coach.
Maybe, I like what you did there.
No,
so.
Maybe I'm
turning
serious.
Around.
I'm serious because maybe it matters when you go home and you're rewatching stuff because they replay the games. You got all the Celtics coverage on NBC Sports Boston, and you have a former Celtic.
Oh, they hear it.
That
you
got
know
traded.
They hear
it. Oh, when it comes from
Marcus Smart, hearing the
Scal won't say it on the broadcast, but he'll say it when he gets behind the desk.
No offense to the great folks at CLNS Media; they have a great website. But, I mean, when he's listening to their live streams after the game or going back and listening to their podcast to hear them rip him after a game
yeah,
and then calling out the Garden Report.
Yeah.
I mean, that That takes a level of commitment of hearing things.
You gotta You have to go out of your way to listen to it.
That's not turning ESPN. On the TV in the locker room
it's
after the
NBA
game
channel, right?
To see Abby and Scallon perk. Right. That's not what that is.
This isn't get up in the morning. You got what you need to do is see the flustered Abby Chin, who's on set.
Going, hey,
no, this I go back to the night when the perk tweet came out. When the perk tweet came out, when he called Jason out, she goes, "Oh, Cedric, you tweeted this out." She goes, "Oh, heck with it. Explain. Like, she didn't know what to do with it because you're attacking a Celtic.
Yeah, no, it's very foreign. I know it's very foreign concept to NBC Sports Boston.
They had to get her oxygen. She's like, inhaling the bag.
Yeah.
Hyperventilating.
And all of its previous iterations, whether it be Comcast Sportsnet New England, Sport Channel, whatever, you know, Prism. Yeah. Throughout the years, it's been very foreign to the network to be ripping Celtics. I know.
It was cutting. The tweet was cutting. Oh. Like, it was direct, and it was to one player, and it's either bleep or get off the pot, dude. And Perk was good, though. Like, he prefaced it with, now, let me be first and foremost to admit, like, I love Jason Tatum, and I'm for Jason Tatum. I want him to be the guy. He just needs to realize that when you make the money, it's time to start acting like you're the guy. He's acted like it the last three games.
So now you're in on your guy Tatum. He's your guy now.
I love Brown, but I think this is good for Tatum.
Okay.
This is good.
All right, Zoes.
And maybe if he continues with this and you get your health, because this is all they have to rely on now. They keep talking about it, right? Tristan Thompson. Regular season games don't matter. It's about just getting in. Brad told us, let the chips fall where they may. And if we're healthy, we're going to be a tough out. We're going to be a bitch to handle. Maybe. Just maybe. Maybe this is trending in the right direction now. Tatum take over, and you get health. That's best case scenario for your Celtics.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go. Bruins make a big trade. Celtics got Tatum taking over this thing. You know, two winter sports teams.
It just feels like you're really buying in on the Celtics today. This is good.
I mean, they got data here.
You're all in on the C's.
Yeah.
It's freaking Geno time for Zoe.
I like dancing.
You know?
Did you're Taco talking about, get into the last couple games more than I took notice of?
Brad's
got Zoe in.
Taco Tuesday tomorrow.
Zoe's been glued to the television when the Celtics have been on.
I'm telling you. Like, nothing to bitch at.
Well, Tate.
Everybody's like, oh, you're not saying about the Celtics, you know?
Tatum can be needled. He can.
He's moody.
I'll remind you of something he said going back a couple of years now about a previous coach of his needling him to get the best out of him.
Ah.
We'll have that coming up after headlines.
And you know what's nice,
too? In
the
fourth and final hour of Zolak and Bertrand. What?
No bitching at the referees, it seems like, last three games.
Is that right? Less of that in your mind.
Yeah. Looks like a ball player. Looks like a leader.
Looks like a ball player and a leader.
Let's smart bitch. Let's smart do the bitching.
All right. We'll hear from Jason Tatum himself after these headlines. No commercials.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.